According to the Los Angeles Times, the U.S. Border Patrol's Internal Affairs Division absolved border agents of criminal misconduct in 67 shooting incidents, which left 19 people dead. Among the incidents were two separate cases of U.S. border agents killing Mexican teenagers who were throwing rocks across the border. The investigation, which was completed in May, absolved agents of criminal misconduct in all but three cases, which are still pending. The only disciplinary action taken by supervisors were oral reprimands given to two border agents. Immigrant advocates have long argued that the U.S. Border Patrol, whose numbers have swelled over the last two decades, face little accountability in cases of alleged abuse. Unlike local U.S. police departments, the 21,000-member Border Patrol rarely discloses any public information on agents involved in shootings or the outcome of internal investigations. Methamphetamine is the new hot drug in China, where it's locally known as Bingdu or ICE. Meth has quickly been transformed from a drug popular with the wealthy elite to one now widely used by the rural poor. Chinese authorities say the meth epidemic has now overtaken heroin as the illicit drug of choice. Hundreds of meth labs have sprung up across China, and many operate with little fear of being shut down by police. A recent report by China's Narcotic Control Commission identified over 13 million addicts, half of them hooked on meth, a number double the estimated number of meth addicts in the United States. According to the Christian Science Monitor, China has a long, troubled history with drug addiction. Millions of Chinese were addicted to opium in the 19th century after it was brought to the country by the British from India. At one point, 20% of Chinese men were hooked on opium, seen as a national humiliation at the hands of Western powers. After the 1949 Communist Revolution, illicit drug use quickly disappeared from Chinese life. But the drug trade returned after China opened up its economy in the 1980s. Dozens of Chinese chemical companies now sell designer drugs to Western customers on English language websites. When Hillary Rodham Clinton shut down her 2008 presidential drive, the campaign had 2.5 million email addresses in its database. When the former U.S. Senator and Secretary of State launched her 2016 campaign, her staff discovered only 100,000 email addresses were still active. This large attrition of active emails is not unique, reports the Los Angeles Times. Typically, an email list will lose 20% of subscribers a year. But the falloff of active email contacts has created logistical obstacles for Clinton as she builds her grassroots fundraising operation. In 2012, the Obama re-election campaign had 30 million email addresses at its peak and raised $485 million through constant online appeals, over 40% of the money raised by Obama overall. Earlier this year, the Clinton campaign hadn't yet set up its Facebook or Instagram accounts and had only 3 million followers on Twitter. In contrast, insurgent Democratic Party candidate Senator Bernie Sanders has surged on the internet, learning techniques developed by the Howard Dean campaign in 2004. Sanders' digital presence has helped his campaign raise $15 million from small donors in the first 3 months of 2015. Clinton, still the Democratic frontrunner, is now playing catch-up in the important competition for social media attention. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Leslie Rudden.